If you are on the hunt for a job, be careful. It's 99.7 DJX. Listen, if you've applied to a job using AI or the help of like one of those AI bots to craft your resume,
yeah,
I may blow your cover. Because there are some key takeaways, some almost tells, if you will, that you used AI on your job application.
I was going to say, how can you tell?
So there are like several, you know, hiring managers that have now kind of talked to Forbes about what they've been seeing. And there was one in particular that saw the same example by several different applicants. And then kind of did a reverse search and realized, oh, they might be using AI or like ChatGPT or Gronk or one of those things.
Wow.
Yes, to help craft the resume. So here are some of the key giveaways, right? Generic buzzwords. So like if you have, here's the issue, that if you already have these buzzwords in your resume and you didn't use AI, you may want to try to find different buzzwords or phrases.
Oh, so if you're innocent and this is going to make you look guilty,
yeah,
so take them out.
Like terms like results driven.
Sure.
Kelly's a go-getter.
I'm a results driven
go-getter team player.
I demand perfection.
Yeah, they're overused and vague. So if you don't have specific examples to back them up, you're just tossing those in your in your resume, that could look like AI helped generate it. There's
like
no
in the interview. Give me an example of those results.
And you're like,
I have my bosses were happy.
There's no personal touch. So the AI content just kind of feels robotic.
Generic.
Yeah, copy-pasted. Like if you mention you're an excellent communicator, include real-life things.
But what if you are an excellent communicator?
Use real-life examples.
Mm.
These are the tells that employers can see whether you used AI to help craft your resume. Weird formatting or weird placeholders. So like,
what does that mean?
So like, some people submit resumes with mismatched fonts, inconsistent formatting, or even with like template prompts still attached, like in brackets, insert accomplishment here.
Oh gosh! Okay,
you
got to
proofread your resume before you send it off, right?
No, I get that.
Like,
I get that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just a simple thing. If you and there are plenty of things online to help you with your resume. It doesn't necessarily have to just be AI.
Just make sure you take that part out.
Yeah,
if you do copy and paste something.
Right, you got to fill it in.
Yeah,
you
got to
fill it in.
Yeah.
And I guess there is a flower shop example. So, for example, like AI. If you ask AI something, a lot of times they generate similar responses and anecdotes for these questions, right? So, like I said, this recruiter noticed several candidates had used the same random example of running a flower shop, even though the company had nothing to do with flowers.
Oh, that is.
And so after seeing it multiple times, she realized they were all using the same AI tool to help craft their resume.
Why am I getting all these flower shop employees?
Right. And references and all this stuff. Right. Exactly. So if you are helping or you are on the job hunt, and you're trying to land that new job and you used AI, maybe want to check to make sure that your resume doesn't include any of those like big giveaways, right?
Good note.
So,
I mean, I don't know if anyone was using my method of, you know, for like the education part at the end, I titled that edumacation.
Yes, and somehow you landed a job. Yes.
I know. I think I put a graphic of a cassette tape in one corner, and I put a little radio.
So
Why did anybody hire me?
I don't know. And still to this day, don't know. I plugged in Ben Davis and Kelly K. Looking for a job, help craft a resume.
Oh, this is great. Because if I haven't updated mine and quite some time.
So what I used the prompt. I was like, hey, you're helping the Ben Davis and Kelly K radio show from Louisville, Kentucky, write a resume to land a new morning radio job at a different radio station.
Listen, if our bosses are listening, this is just an example.
It could just be something we need in the future. You never know, Kelly. So here's what it says. Ben Davis and Kelly K resume, morning radio host since 2008, Louisville, Kentucky. Contact information at Ben and Kelly Show. Proof that people do laugh before 7 a.m.
Oh, I like that tagline. That's kind of great. It's like a mission statement.
Sure. Objective. To bring our unique blend of humor, chaos, and semi-useful life advice to a new city's morning commute, making sure nobody drives to work in silence or sanity.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't put, like, insert city, you know, in parentheses right. in that part. You know,
right. Yeah. Experience. Morning show hosts. 99.7 DJX, 2008 to present. Survived 17 years of waking up at an ungodly hour, but still managed to still sound awake on the air.
Great.
Built a loyal listener community who regularly call in to overshare their dating fails, workplace disasters, and family drama.
Overshare. That's great, too.
Won multiple local awards for Best Morning Show.
Yes.
Best Radio Personalities.
Yep.
And people most likely to be invited to your cookout.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't know we got that.
I don't think we did either. I think AI just kind of shoved that in there.
I missed that certificate.
Mastered the art of balancing relatable life stories with playing the hits.
Yeah. In parentheses, yes, we can talk about your ex and hit the post.
See, hit the post, that is not a phrase anybody knows
that's an industry insider term.
Right.
Like it belongs on a resume because it's going to people who would know what that means.
Okay, I guess. Hosted and emceed countless local events, proving we clean up well outside the studio.
Yeah.
Grew show engagement across social media platforms because apparently TikTok dances are part of radio now.
Yes. Started with 6 listeners. Now we have 8.
Yeah, we asked AI to help write our resume.
What are our skills?
Comedy timing.
Yeah.
Can make people laugh during traffic and weather reports, even when it's snowpocalypse. Another skill, chemistry, on-air banter. So natural, you'll think we share a brain cell.
Oh, we do. We only have one.
One
we share
brain
it.
Cell.
Yes, 1,000%.
I don't like AI. Audience connection. Turn strangers into P1 listeners faster than you can say. Yes, faster than you can say second date update.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't do that, though.
No, we don't.
That is
a played-out radio bit. Yes, for sure.
Played-out radio bit we don't do.
Yes. Adaptability. Can pivot from celebrity gossip to serious community news without sounding like a robot. Promotion gurus. We've given away everything from concert tickets to questionable station t-shirts. Made it sound exciting.
That's kind of fun. I like that.
So I don't know what else we need to say. This is the Ben and Kelly resume as written by ChatGPT.
Oh, what's our education? Wait, by the way, we could change that to edumacation if you want.
Kelly, that's your bit. That's your bit.
Well, I can bring it to
doesn't it need to be updated?
I can bring it to the team. It worked before.
It worked once. Let's be honest. It worked once. Degree in life lessons from 4 a.m. alarm clocks.
Yes.
Education, advanced training in laughing through technical difficulties.
Okay.
Education, ongoing coursework in dodging HR meetings after on-air shenanigans.
That's my favorite. I like that one. I might lift that one. I might keep that one. That's a good one.
And for our references, our listeners.
Oh, yes.
They'll happily tell you how much they love us, usually at great length.
We can go to the text line. We've got several that I think we could pull on that have been regular contributors. They probably vouch for us. That's great.
Look at that. If the old Ben and Kelly show were ever to get ousted from DJX and we'd
canned tomorrow, we're ready.
We'd have a resume.
We're ready.
Ready by ChatGPT. On 99.7 DJ. Oh. We just got a message. I need a questionable station t-shirt. I hope it really is questionable. Well, we do have station t-shirts that says, my dad is Robert Hassenpepper. So
we do. That is among the most questionable.
That is one of the most questionable ones, right. Oh, that's funny.